Hello, Sunder.
Mr. President.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've been asked, I'm leaving tonight. Bill Fulbright asked me to go to Europe for the committee. Kind of prelude to some hearings on the European situation, which are likely to come up toward the end of May, first part of June. And I'm scheduled to go to Geneva, to Paris, Brussels, London, Bonn, Berlin, and Moscow. And the way the itinerary is shaped up, it's likely that I will see Wilson in Geneva, but I'm quite possibly Gaulle in Paris, Earhart, and I don't know who else is among them, along with other government and non-government people. And I wanted support. If there's anything of special sensitivity that I should know about and be wary of, I wanted to know about that too. So I thought that I'd best talk to you before that.
Frank, I appreciate you calling me. I be perfectly willing to be guided by your own good judgment and your sense of discretion and what's good for the country. I know that your purposes and motives are the same as mine. I think all the others that have responsibilities in this field, and we sometimes have different approaches and different methods and maybe different information. But I wouldn't want to presume to give you any advice that I think that in your own specific case would be, it's totally unnecessary. And I'll be glad to get your impressions and your reactions. Any suggestions you have, and I'll carefully weigh them and involve them in all of my thinking.
I don't know what you've been told by the State Department about this trip, but I'm not going as a critic or as an advocate or as a special speaker. I'm mainly going to listen and learn and try and find out what the current opinion may be, sample as best I can, mainly for the purpose of giving some guidelines to this new person to follow. And if I should encounter any
fine, Frank. Hope you have a good trip, and I know it'll, hope it's pleasant. I know it'll be productive.